welcome to Come All Ye for another spirited session of folk music. Bruce Cameron with you. I hope you can stick around for the program today. Some interesting new material from an old band and some old favourites as well. We will start proceedings with a couple of tracks, I think, from a terrific band. I've always liked this band. It's the House Band, and an old album called Rock All, 1996 album. Goodness me. Set of tunes first, Golden Grove, The Hop Down Reel, and An Occasional Flutter. We'll follow that with a song called The Gardener. Thank you.
Margaret stood at her father's doorway, straight as a willow wand. And by there came a gardener bold, with a red rose in his hand, a red rose in his hand. Oh, you shall have my rose, fair maid, if you'll give your flower to me. And among the flowers in your father's garden, I'll make a gown for thee, for thee. I'll make a gown for thee. Petticoat of the camomile. Come kiss sweetheart and join and join. Kiss sweetheart and join. Your gloves shall be of the clover flower, your shoes of russet fine. I'll line them with the cornflower blue. So join your love with mine, with mine. So join your love with mine.
Opening the program today, two tracks from the album Rock All by the House Band. English group recorded that in 1996. They opened with a cracking set of three tunes, Golden Grove, The Hopdown Reel and An Occasional Flutter. First one, The Golden Grove, was written by a member of the band, Chris Parkinson, the melodeon and accordion player. Golden Grove is an outlying part of Whitby in North Yorkshire, where Chris lives. It's also reputedly the name of one of the Whitby ships that accompanied Captain Cook on one of his voyages of exploration. The Hopdown Reel, they learned from Cahill McConnell, great flute player from Boys of the Lock. It answers to the name of the long, slender Sally, as well as the Hopdown Reel, but the Hopdown Reel title is in reference to the musical Hop Down in the second part of the tune. It's very clever. Then the third one, An Occasional Flutter, written by the flute player in the band, flute and whistle and bombard player, John Skelton, wrote it in honour of the annual trip that his mother takes to the turf accountant. Sort of like how your granny used to put 2 shillings on a horse in the Melbourne Cup every year and then never bet at all for the rest of the year. An Occasional Flutter. Then the song, very old English ballad, full of horticultural euphemisms, you might say, describing a failed seduction attempt, the gardener. You're listening to Come All Ye. Now, the next track is called Gummel Otetur per Langs. Catchy title, and I think it's from Denmark. Two fiddle players, Maya Kjær Jakobsen and a partner, David Boulanger. Maya comes from Denmark and David from Quebec. So the album features, well, it's called Nord, which means north, of course. Traditional music from Denmark and Quebec. That's a very nice album too. Maya Kjær Jakobsen also plays Hardanger fiddle, and she sings one or two songs on the album. David Boulanger, apart from fiddle, plays that remarkable Quebecois foot percussion. We were listening to Gummel Otetur per Langs. I can tell you nothing about the track apart from the fact that it's a traditional Danish tune. And it's lovely. It's a nice one, isn't it? Next, a track from another fine album, this time from 2009. It's the Rising Fawn Gathering, featuring Norman and Nancy Blake, Boys of the Loch, and James and Rachel Bryan. So it's a formidable combination of musicians. I'll play you two tracks, I think. The Bonnie Bunch of Roses, and then a couple of tunes that caught my fancy a few years ago, and a few of the people around town are playing them both, Joe Banns and the Gypsy Princess. You're listening, by the way, you're listening to 2MCE, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 coming out of Orange, and anywhere you like, really, on the World Wide Web. You'll find us, just go to, well, you can find us via my website, I guess, www.comeallye.com, or the longer version, radio.2mce.org. Let's hear some music. Let's talk.
By the borders of the ocean, one morning in the month of June, to view those warlike songsters, hear their merry notes and sweet light tunes, I overheard a female talking. She seemed sing with young Bonaparte concerning the bonny bunch of roses old. When next I saw Napoleon down on his bended knees, was he asking the pardon of his mother, who granted it most mournfully? Says he, I'll take an army and through drum just dangers go, in spite of all the universe, I'll conquer the bonny bunch of roses, oh son, don't talk so venturesome, for England has their hearts of old. There's England, Ireland, and Scotland, their unity had ne'er been broke. Oh, son, think on your father's face. Soon follow after, beware the bonny bunch of roses, old. Then he took 100,000 men and kings like was to bear his train. He was so well provided for, he sought to sweep this earth alone. But when he arrived in Moscow, he was overpowered by the driven snow. When Moscow was blazing there, he lost his bonny bunch of roses, oh. been clever, but now I droop my weary head. And when my body lies a moldering, and weeping will o'er me grow, the deeds of brave Napoleon will sting a bonny bunch of roses, oh.
Beautiful voice there of Julie Fowlis. Julie Fowlis from the Western Isles of Scotland. My Love's on the High Sea. That's what that song was all about. It's thought to have originally been a Scottish pipe tune, first set to English words in the United States by Bernard Covert around 1850. The song became popular with whalemen and crossed the Atlantic to Glasgow, where it was set to Gaelic words by Henry White. All that and much more on the sleeve notes of As My Heart Is, a lovely album by Julie Fowlis. Right, so time to introduce you now to the featured album. And the featured album comes to us from a band of considerable standing. They're called the Old Swan Band. The album is called Fortified, not Fortified, but Fortified. And that, of course, refers to how long the band's been around, 45 years. I'll read some of their bumf promo stuff. The oft-quoted term, music knows no boundaries, certainly refers to the Old Swan Band. This is a collection of tunes. This album is a collection of tunes having roots in Ireland, America, Scotland, Sweden, Denmark, Quebec, Germany, Australia, and, of course, England, the band's home country. They've discovered over their 45 years playing this stuff that some of the so-called English music they play actually comes from other places. We find that in Australia all the time. So the... it's a collection of dance tunes, really, and a little about the band, formed in 1974. They were called the Cotswold Liberation Front originally. It quickly became the Old Swan Band, named after a Cheltenham pub where they used to hang out. But they used the word liberation advisedly because the liberation movement in English music hinted at... as they say, a tidal reverse against the flood of English musicians playing Celtic music and ignoring the treasury of English tunes that existed. So while they went hunting for these so-called English tunes, they discovered that so many of them weren't English at all. But that's all right. They're allowed to do that as long as they keep playing. The lineup for this album includes Martin Brinsford, harmonica and percussion, a bit of foot percussion as well, Fee Fraser on fiddle and Habba Dulcimer, Paul Burgess on fiddle, Floss Hedford on fiddle, Joe Freya, saxophones and whistle, John Adams, trombone and fiddle, Heather Horsley, piano and keyboard, and Neil Gledhill on bass saxophone. So a lot of fiddles, and that's intentional. They became a fiddle-based band fairly early in their career. We'll hear the first track on the album, two tunes, Going to the Well for Water and Kings of Kerry. So Going to the Well for Water is also known as The Kaiser and as Dennis Murphy's Slide. So it could be fairly familiar to some listeners as Dennis Murphy's Slide. Originally coming from the upland region in Munster, known as Slieve Lucre. It's been recorded by many people. Then The Kings of Kerry, it's also a slide, which means it's in 12/8 time. Composed in 1989 by Mike Scott, Sharon Shannon and Steve Wickham. Named apparently in tribute to Cooney and Bagley, veritably the Kings of Kerry and Irish music. See what you think. First track from a featured album on the program today. It's called 45 by the band of long standing, the Old Swan Band, Going to the Well for Water and the Kings of Kerry. More from them in just a little while. But joining the program now, Dave Isom. Dave Isom was a member of the Bushwhackers, the Melbourne Bushwhackers, long time ago. Left the band also a long time ago. And put out this solo album. I'm trying to work out when it was released and I can't seem to find a date. Wasn't yesterday, I can tell you that. We will hear a track called Ned Kelly's Farewell to Greta, with a bit of help on this track by Heidi McDermott.
Farewell, my home in Greta, my sister Kate, farewell. It grieves my heart to leave you, but here I cannot dwell. The brand of Cain is on my brow, the bloodhounds on my trail. Yet for the sake of gold and gain, my freedom they'd assail. But should they cross my checkered path, by all I hold on earth, I'll give them cause to rue the day their mothers gave them birth. I'll shoot them down like kangaroos that roam the forest wide, and leave their bodies bleaching on forest woodland side.
It's duly north lies Morgan's tower, and pointing to the sky, southeast and east the mighty range of Gippsland's mountains lie. You know the country well, dear Ned, go take your comrades there.
My shearing days are over, though I never was a gun. I could always count me telly at the end of every run. I used the old trade union shears when the blades were bogging full, as I drove them to the knockers and I chopped away the wool. I shore at Gurianna War and never got the sack. From Breezer down to Comprador, I always could go back. But though I am a truthful man, I find when in a bar that me tally's always double, and I never call for time. Now shearing on the western plains where the fleece is full of sand, and clover burr and bindi eye, that's a place to try your hand. The sheep are tough and wiry where they feed on Mitchell grass, and every second one of them is close to the cobbler class. And a pen shop full of cobblers is a shearer's dream of hell, and loud and lurid are the words when they catch one at the bell. But when we're pouring down the grog, you'll hear no call for time, for a shearer never cuts them when he's shearing in a barn. At Louth, I caught the bell sheep, a wrinkled, tough little brute, who never stopped his kicking till I shoved him down the chute. The army wrist was aching badly, I fought him all the way. I couldn't afford to miss a blow, I must earn me pound a day. So when I'd take a strip of skin, I'd hide it with me knee, and turn the sheep around so the right bower couldn't see. Then try to catch the rousey's eye and softly whisper, ta. But it never seems to happen when we're shearing in a barn. I shore away the belly wool and trim the crutch and hocks, then open up along the neck while the broomie swept the locks. Then deftly swung the sheep around and dumped him on his rear. Two blows to clip away the wig, I also took an ear. Then down around the shoulder and the blades were open wide, so I drove them to the long blow and down the whipping side. And when I tossed him down the chute, he was nearly black with tar. But this is never mentioned when I'm shearing in a bar. Now my season's ended and me grandsons all come back in their vanguards and their holdens. I was always on the track. They come and take me into town and fill me up with beer, and I sit on the corner stool and I listen to them shear. And there's not a bit of difference, it must make the angels weep, to hear a mob of shearers in a barroom shearing sheep. The sheep go rattling down the chute, there's never a call for tar, but they still don't seem to cut them when they're shearing in a barn. Then memories come crowding in and roll away the years, and me hand begins to tighten and I seem to feel the shear. I want to tell them of the sheds where I have shorn, full 50 years or maybe more before these boys were born. I want to speak of Yarra Green, Dunlop and Wingadee, but the beer has started working and I am wobbling at the knee. So I'd better not start shearing, I'd be bound to call for tar. Then be looked on as a blackleg when I'm shearing in a barn.
Two tracks from Dave Isom, I-S-O-M, he spelled his last name, in Possum Land. He was an original bushwhacker, it says on the cover. And that's true because he spelled bushwhacker B-U-S-H-W-A-C-K-E-R. Whacker, W-A-C-K-E-R, that is. But W-H-A-C-K-E-R was part of the name of the Bushwhackers, a band which was established a long time before the Melbourne Bushwhackers. But they didn't exist at that time. They were in Melbourne. What we heard what we heard. First of all, Ned Kelly's Farewell to Greta, which pretty well accepted as a farewell letter Ned Kelly wrote to his sister Kate before he headed off for the Wombat Rangers after the battle with police at Stringybark Creek. If you're into Australian bushranging history, you'd know that. Then, Shearing in a Bar, a song written by Duke Tritton, who was a bit of a polymath. He was a bushman and quite a character around the Bush Music Club in Sydney. And almost a true story, you'd reckon, wouldn't you? Whenever you're sitting around in the club, room or whatever, after a game of footy or whatever, having a couple of beers, you never remember the mistakes you made out on the field. Similar with Shearers. Never made any mistakes at all. Now, another one from the featured album. I mentioned that they've drawn material from all over the place, including Australia. Here's one they drew from Australia. This set is called The Mudgy and Rocking Shotishas. And they say nearly every Australian traditional musician has a version of or a tune titled Mudgy Shotish. They were sometimes similar and sometimes not. The Mudgy and Rocking Shotishas from the featured album on the program today. It's called 45'd by the Old Swan Band. Thank you. Yes, it rolls along, doesn't it? And they make a point of playing the tunes at a very, very steady dance pace because it was annoying them greatly. The style of English barn dancing was becoming increasingly complex with dancers walking or even running rather than stepping. So the band, the Old Swan Band, had a style that was deliberately slow in an effort to encourage dancers to actually dance. And that meant that the band was criticised by less tolerant members of the English Folk Dance and Song Society, old curmudgeons, because they were accused of playing the wrong tunes for the dancers, playing too slow, changing tunes, using melodeons instead of proper instruments like accordions, and worst of all, using brass instruments. So they decided, blow that for a joke, and they'll just continue doing what they do in a very distinctive style, and I think it's rather nice. That's the Old Swan Band, featured album 45'd on the program today, and we will hear more from them a little later in the program. Oh, look, over there, that's the Highwood String Band. I think you could probably work out the name of that song. Yes, well done, you there in the back. That's it. Walking in My Sleep. From an album, a collection of live performances by the Highwood String Band. And they played old-time mountain music right across the United States and introduced a lot of people to that music in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And they're very good. I won't give you all their names. You'll go and Google them. Next up, a group called Back of the Moon. I think they came from Edinburgh. At least they recorded in Edinburgh. They included Gillian Frame playing fiddle and singing, a bit of viola as well, Ali Hutton, pipes, whistles, Finlay Napier playing guitars, and Hamish Napier playing piano and a bit of flute. They all sing. They don't all sing on this next track, but most of them get a bit of a warble in, if you know what I mean. It's a wonderful song by Archie Fisher, and it's a story of the final voyage of a Scottish trawler. It's called The Final Trawl, and it's a very emotive song, particularly sung in Archie Fisher's deep baritone voice. But Gillian Frame's going to take the lead on this from the group Back of the Moon and an album called Luminosity.
Rusty hole. decks are clean and sing all the way, Meladio. For I've fished a lifetime, boy and man, sing all.
The New South Wales, I'm telling you, quite respectful, there's a vein that never fails. It's bailing up the mail, boys, bailing up the mail. So long, I said goodbye, I said to dear old Erin's Isle. I'm off to find some gold, I said, to be living it up in style. They call me Harry Power, and no doubt you know me name. I'm the man who found the pot of gold, but never staked the claim. A policeman got me Irish up and he made me draw me gun. They locked me up for 14 years when I saw me chance to run. They reckon I broke me contract when I busted out of jail. Then I finally found me pot of gold, bailing up the mail. Bailing up the mail, boys, bailing up the mail. They're digging from Kalgoorlie clear across to New South Wales. I'm telling you, quite respectful, there's a vein that never fails. It's bailing up the mail, boys, bailing up the mail. Now I'm old before me time, me prison days are done. I'm finished with the mail coach and I've thrown away me gun. I'm travelling round the country and I can't resist a smile. While I'm talking about me wicked ways, I'm living it up in style. Bailing up the mail, boys, bailing up the mails. I've given away me wicked ways, bailing up the mails. So if you want a pot of gold, there's a vein that never fails. It's bailing up the mail, boys, bailing up the mails. It's getting behind a great big rock and bailing up the mails.
Oh, such jolly fun being a bushranger. Interesting album, that one. It's called They're a Weird Mob and came out many years ago on the Larrikin label, Johnny Ashcroft. That's who it was. Bailing up the mail, you might be familiar with Harry Power, Harry's work. He operated mainly in Victoria. He did end up as a free man, apparently, on the Murray River boats, telling stories of his bad old days in the bush. I don't know that it was always quite as jolly as Johnny Ashcroft's song. But on that album, the reason I procured that album, there's another song there called The Twilight Bar in Frisco, which was the bar that Frank Gardner operated after he cleared out over to California after his bushranging time. There's other stuff on there, on the album as well. On the 5th of May, the day Ben Hall died, story about that, Fisher's Ghost, what else? Moondyne Joe. Yeah, there you go. There's a song about Moondyne Joe. My daughter lives in Fremantle at the moment, over in WA, and there's a pub in Frio called Moondyne Joe's. And I said to her, you know, I was over there a while ago, and I said, you know how that pub got its name? She didn't know, and the man of the house didn't know either. And I said, he was a fairly active, bushranging type fellow, Joseph Johns. Who? So she's had to go and research that and report back to me. Joseph Johns, an English ticket of leave man, settled in WA but was always in trouble, and he was known as Moondyne Joe. We might hear that track next week on the program. I'll have a listen to it first, see if it's as jolly as the one about Harry Power. I don't think I've played this track for such a long time. It's a Mary Chapin Carpenter song called The Moon and St. Christopher. And it's Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts playing piano, Pat Shaw and Julie Matthews doing some backing vocals. The Moon and St. Christopher. Travel Safely. That's The Moon and St. Christopher, sung by Kate Rusby from an interesting album called Intuition. Features Kathleen Dayton, Rosalie Dayton, Julie Matthews, Catherine Roberts, Kate Rusby and Pat Shaw. It's some wonderful songs on there, not many traditional ones, but they're all very interesting ones. And the composers range from, well, that was Mary Chapin Carpenter composition, Tracy Chapman's work is on there. Gulf Coast Highway, Nancy Griffith sang that. So, yes, more on that. Rather good, rather good. Another one now from the featured album. This time we're off to Nebraska. Little Red Wagon and Art Wooten's Quadrille. And the Old Swan Band sleeve notes tell us we first came across these tunes in the early 70s on an LP called Old Time Fiddler's Repertory, featuring some field recordings made by R.P. Christensen. Fabulous fiddle playing and full of the sorts of tunes we could relate to, especially the quadrilles. One of his main sources was Robert, Uncle Bob, Walters, from whom he recorded a large number of tunes, one of the only recorded fiddle players of his generation from Nebraska. Many of the tunes can be found in Christensen's book of the same name. So, originally called the Little Red Barn Quadrille, consisting of four parts, Christensen recorded this version from Charles Larson, Bob Walters' cousin, who was visiting from Oregon. Taking a cue from our colleague Roger Grimes, we've abandoned the first two sections. A bit harsh. Anyway, Art Wooten's quadrilles from Bob Walters. Art Wooten was the first fiddler to play with Bill Munro's Bluegrass Boys, and he came from Allegheny County in the extreme northwest of North Carolina. So that's pretty much how involved the Old Swan Band get in their music. They really research it. So let's hear the Little Red Wagon and Art Wooten's quadrille. This is the Chieftains with Natalie Merchant, the Lowlands of Holland.
On the that I was married, and upon my marriage bed thereof came a bold sea captain, and he stood at my bed head, saying, "Arise, arise, young wedded man, and come along with me to the lowlands of Holland to fight the enemy."
Subdued the chieftains on that one, as they should be with that song. Natalie Merchant singing The Lowlands of Holland on a chieftain's album called Tears of Stone. Lots of female singers featured on the album. 14 tracks of female artists. There's one with lots of female fiddle players there as well. Oh, very good. Now, another track from the featured album straight away, I think. Tiskan is what we're going to hear. It's a German schottische, learned from a group called Frifot, F-R-I-F-O-T, and we've heard them on this program before. One of their members is Ali Muller, and he's very good. Tiska, T-Y-S-K-A, is the Swedish adjective meaning German. So Tiskan could possibly be German woman, or maybe a contraction of Tiska Polskan, meaning German Polska. Or it could just mean the German won. Who knows? But they put with it Stolz Per Karlhagen, which is a more recent composition by Per-Erik Moraes from the band Ursa Spellman. So, once again, showing the various sources of the material from this band that's been going for 45 years, the Old Swan Band. Thank you. we go. That's a German Schottische and another one, Stuichpaar Kalhagen. Don't know where that one comes from, but I know where it comes from. It comes from the featured album called Fortified by the Old Swan Band. And that's the last one we'll have time for today, unfortunately, from the featured album. But I'll be playing more from that. That's very good. Very good. I'll dig up some of their older material as well. That's some nice music. Coming up, we'll hear Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat, title track from a wonderful album by Alistair Hewlett and Dave Swarbrick, both sadly no longer with us.
Down by the way of the Glencoe, the fire, God love the poor souls that are out there tonight. This time of year you would want some place drier, I'm sure they're not hoping that Christmas is white. They were in here today with their dirty old jog along, who could refuse them the price of their bait? Blowing the chanter and roaring their songs, when they left the old rocks, met the mark on her gate. Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat, counting the brass that falls into the hat. When they get a few bob, they jack in the job and roll in the arms of sweet Nancy Musker. Slipped past the dogs and tickled the wee trout, who lifted the salmon, say brisant and fat, whose eye have in bed when the keeper's about. Oh, it's Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat. It's a wonder that folk didn't send for the bolus. They ken well enough what the old rascals day, but they caught them inside for a wee doke and Doris, and turn a blind eye to the that they play. Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat, counting the brass that falls into the hat. When they get a few bob, they jack in the job and roll in the arms of sweet Nancy Musket. Was room here on Saturday, says they'd be far better off in the home. The old boys didn't fancy the bingo and lottery, gave them the road and the freedom to roam. For as long as I mind, I've come here for the winter, camped up at the old mill just to go the blast. In springtime they're off at the jog and the canter, away for as long as the summer days last. Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat, counting the brass that falls into the hat. When they get a few bob, they jack in the job and roll in the arms of sweet Nancy Musket.
Saturday Johnny and Jimmy the Rat. That's the late great, two late greats, Alistair Hewlett and Dave Swarbrick, title track from an album of theirs. We'll have time for one more from, this is from an album called The Full English by a group of that name as well, Rounding the Horn.
Ship she's called the Conway, she's a ship of great renown. She's lying now in Portsmouth, that beautiful town. We received our orders when we were far from home. At first we were bound for Rio and then around Cape Horn. When we got to Rio, we waited there a while to freshen up our rigging and bend our new sails on. With the hearts as light as a feather, we all got underway and set our course straight forward to Valparaiso Bay. Standing in a row with your frocks and trousers as white as the snow. From ship to ship they cheered us as we did sail along and wish us pleasant weather in going round Cape Horn. We are around the horn, my beauts, 5 nights and 5 days. Hearted and good mind, and what they have got they'll share along with thee. They are not the same as those English girls, but they will not impose. And when your money does run out, they will not pawn your clothes. Farewell to Valparaiso, farewell.
Thank you very much. That's the Full English. That's the name of that group. And Rounding the Horn. My goodness, sailors had a time of it, didn't they? We're going to part company now because I'm going to clear off a bit early, but I'll leave you with three pieces of music. This is Polka Doos by a terrific group called Bolsey Swing from the Auvergne region in France. And two tracks from Jock Tamson's Bairns from Scotland, I Walk an O, which may or may not be a Robert Burns composition, then a terrific set of tunes. Thanks for your time and trouble today. We'll do it all again soon.
summer's a pleasant time, and flowers of every colour. The waters run o'er the hall, and I long for my true lover. Thinking on my dearie, I walk know. When I sleep, I dream. When I walk, I'm eerie. For sleep, I can get none. For thinking on my dearie.
Thinking on my dearie, I